堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天高麦先生和 Tate 女士他要考虑电子商业业务开张阶段的工作。在他们的网上购货的第一批顾客将是持有他们公司信用卡的现有老顾客。老顾客可以用一个词来表示 clientele, C-L-I-E-N-T-E-L-E clientele, 目前存在的或者现有的就是 existing, E-X-I-S-T-I-N-G, existing, 所以现有的老顾客就是 existing clientele。 好，我们去参加他们的讨论吧，请边听边想这个问题，哪些人将是他们第一批网上顾客？
Let's talk about the rollout phase of your online shopping.
I figured we'd start local.
Good idea. Start with your existing clientele.
Even smaller. We'll limit access to holders of our store brand credit cards.
You could have a password accessible website.
And we'd only give the password to our valued customers.
They're the ones who have confidence in you already.
We'll offer discounts to pull them in.
Kate 女士提出要谈谈公司网络售货业的开张阶段，我们仔细听她怎么说，高美先生怎么回答。
Let's talk about the rollout phase of your online shopping.
I figured we'd start local.
Kate 女士用 rollout phase 来指他们的网络售货首次和公众见面的阶段。 Rollout is spelled R-O-L-L-O-U-T rollout.Phase is spelled P-H-A-S-E, phase. Rollout phase 就是新产品或者服务刚刚推出的阶段。高美先生胸有成竹，我们再听一次他怎么回答。
Let's talk about the rollout phase of your online shopping.
I figured we'd start local.
高美先生说 I figured, 意思是 I understood, or I decided.他根据他们目前掌握的情况决定从本地区做起。我们继续听他们的看法。
I figured we'd start local.
Good idea. Start with your existing clientele.
Tate 女士表示赞同。我们再听听那是否正是 Gomez 先生的想法。
Good idea. Start with your existing clientele.
Even smaller. We'll limit access to holders of our store brand credit cards.
高美先生说他们的第一批顾客范围 even smaller, 这显示他心目中的第一批顾客和 Tate 女士的想法略有出入。他要表达的意思是
No, I wasn't going to start with existing clientele. I was going to start with an even smaller group.
高美先生要在拥有他公司信用卡的当地顾客中开始做他的网络生意。我们再听听 Tate 女士有什么建议。我们学过密码叫 password, password accessible, 意思是用密码能进入的。我们往下听吧。
You could have a password accessible website.
And we'd only give the password to our valued customers.
Tate 女士建议他们设置用密码能进入的网址 password accessible website. 我们再听听 Gomez 先生对这条建议的反应。
You could have a password accessible website.
And we'd only give the password to our valued customers.
看来高美先生很喜欢这个主意，而且还加以补充，说密码只告诉那些老主顾，就是 valued customers. Valued customers 是商界的常用语，指经常光顾某一个企业的顾客。虽然企业对每一位顾客都重视，但是 valued customers 却指给企业带来的利润特别大的顾客。我们接着听 Tate 女士怎么具体说明 valued customer 的含义是什么。
And we'd only give the password to our valued customers.
They're the ones who have confidence in you already.
Tate 女士认为，所谓 valued customers 是那些已经对 Gomez 先生的公司产生信任的人。她用 they are the ones who 这样的句型来说清楚一件事儿。我们听听 Gomez 先生打算怎么样吸引顾客。
They're the ones who have confidence in you already.
We'll offer discounts to pull them in.
他说要减价来吸引顾客。这里的 pull in 意思是吸引。我们再听几个例子。
We'll have a sale to pull them into our retail stores.
We'll have an easy web page address to pull them in.
现在请大家再听一遍这段谈话。看看你能不能找到下面这个问题的答案。
Who will be their first web customers? Let's talk about the rollout phase of your online shopping.
I figured we'd start local.
Good idea. Start with your existing clientele.
Even smaller. We'll limit access to holders of our store brand credit cards.
You could have a password accessible website.
And we'd only give the password to our valued customers.
They're the ones who have confidence in you already.
We'll offer discounts to pull them in.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们提供的答案。
Who will be their first web customers?
The existing clientele with their credit cards.要开展网上售货业务，得多多了解情况，可以通过几种渠道得到信息。首先，可以要求顾客填写调查表。此外，因特网服务商将提供反馈，而网络管理员会对来访公司网址的顾客做出分析。这些信息有助于 Gomez 先生的公司发现他们的体制有什么问题。我们学几个生词。调查或者调查表是 survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, survey. 因特网服务商简称为 ISP, 它的全名是 Internet Service Provider. 供应商 provider is spelled P-R-O-V-I-D-E-R, provider.反馈或者反应，用英文说是 feedback, F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K, feedback. 网络管理员就是 webmaster, W-E-B-M-A-S-T-E-R, webmaster. 好，我们去参加他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，谁将对访问公司网址的顾客做出分析。
To get the discount, they'll need to complete a survey.
Right. The survey will give us some feedback on the system.
Your ISP will also give you feedback on your visitors.
We'll have the webmaster analyze the hits.
You'll need to know who visited and how long they stayed.
And we'll need to know about any glitches.
Once you've worked out the bugs, you can link up to the outside world.
Then, we're ready for prime time.
他俩首先讨论的是怎么样促使顾客参加调查。我们再听一遍。
To get the discount, they'll need to complete a survey.
Right. The survey will give us some feedback on the system.
他们说，顾客要得到减价，就得填写调查表。而他们从调查表能了解到人们对这个网上销售系统的反应，比如顾客的喜好、购货习惯、对公司的印象等等。有些人会自觉自愿地填调查表，然而要促使另一些人填表，可就得有减价优待券的诱导了。 调查是得到反馈的一条途径。其他还有什么办法吗？我们继续听。
To get the discount, they'll need to complete a survey.
Right. The survey will give us some feedback on the system.
Your ISP will also give you feedback on your visitors.
We'll have the webmaster analyze the hits.
Tate 女士说，英特网服务商也会提供上网顾客的反应。而 Goldman 先生说，他要网络管理员分析查访他们网址的人。这里有我们以前学过的 hits， 是指查访某一网址网页的人们。他用了句型 have somebody do something， 意思是要求某人做某事。我们再听一遍他俩的对答，特别注意 Tate 女士说他们需要知道查访网页的人的哪些情况。
Your ISP will also give you feedback on your visitors.
We'll have the webmaster analyze the hits.
You'll need to know who visited and how long they stayed.
Tate 女士说，他们需要了解谁查访了他们的网页，并且在那儿停留了多长时间。在电脑语言中 ，visit 指查看某网址网页。除此以外，他们还得了解什么呢？我们继续听。但是先得学个生词 glitch， G-L-I-T-C-H， glitch， glitch 是小故障、小缺陷，和以前学到的 bug 是同义词。
And we'll need to know about any glitches.
Once you've worked out the bugs, you can link up to the outside world.
Goldman 先生说，他们还得发现故障。Tate 女士说。Worked out the bugs. 这里 work out 意思是排除，而动词短语 link up 意思是连接。我们再听一遍这两句话。
And we'll need to know about any glitches.
Once you've worked out the bugs, you can link up to the outside world.
The outside world 这里的含义是目前不在这个系统内的人。具体就是指现在没有他们商店的信用卡，因而还不能在网上购买他们公司商品的人。再听一遍这句话。
Once you've worked out the bugs, you can link up to the outside world.
一排除电脑系统的故障，就能广泛连接外界。那会产生什么效果呢？我们继续听。
Then we're ready for prime time.
Prime time 这个短语来自电视界。意思是收视率最高的时段，也就是黄金时段，最精彩的节目才安排在 prime time。 Goldman 先生刚才那话的意思是，他的公司将像最受欢迎的黄金时段的电视节目一样，准备面临消费者大量的需求。接下来我们要再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案。
Who will analyze the hits?To get the discount, they'll need to complete a survey.
Right. The survey will give us some feedback on the system.
Your ISP will also give you feedback on your visitors.
We'll have the webmaster analyze the hits.
You'll need to know who visited and how long they stayed.
And we'll need to know about any glitches.
Once you've worked out the bugs, you can link up to the outside world.
Then we're ready for prime time.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们提供的答案。
Who will analyze the hits?
The webmaster.
在解决了网络故障和广大顾客建立联系之后，公司的电子商业业务是不是就成功了呢？ Tate 女士认为Goldman 先生务必确定自己的业务运作是否合乎国际通用的规程，还得考虑做国际鉴定，以这种方式来证明本公司可靠，赢得顾客的信任。国际通用的规程或者常规就是 Global Convention。 Convention is spelled C-O-N-V-E-NT-I-O-N Convention 国际鉴定是 International Certification. Certification is spelled C-E-R-T-I-F C-E-R-T-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N, certification. 此外，为了向顾客提供周到的服务，并且答复顾客的种种问题，也必须增加顾客服务工作人员。采取这些步骤会增加开支，但是这是开辟网上交易必须付出的代价。好，我们继续听他们的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题，他们需要什么样的鉴定？
Hang on. First, you have to consider cross-border regulations.
You mean make sure our policies are in line with global conventions?
You should investigate some international certification.
To prove we are reliable?
And trustworthy.
We're going to have to beef up our customer support staff.
Customer support is expensive, but necessary.
Just one of the trade-offs in the internet marketplace.
Kate 女士立即想到了又一个考虑因素，我们再听一次是什么。
Hang on. First, you have to consider cross-border regulations.
You mean make sure our policies are in line with global conventions.
她说 hang on, 意思是 wait, 就说她认为他们公司即使能在网上连接广大顾客，他们的电子商业业务还没有进入黄金时代，他们还先得考虑 cross-border regulations. Cross-border regulations. 如果直译是跨国界的规定，所以高美先生马上会议说，你的意思是不是我们的政策得合乎国际规程，也就是 in line with global conventions. In line with 意思是符合， cross-border regulations 相当于 international conventions, 也就是国际通用的规程。我们再听一遍他俩的这两句对答。
Hang on. First, you have to consider cross-border regulations.
You mean make sure our policies are in line with global conventions?
我们再听一次。注意 ,Kate 女士接下来又提出什么建议。
First, you have to consider cross-border regulations.
You mean make sure our policies are in line with global conventions?
You should investigate some international certification.
Kate 女士又建议他们得研究 some international certification, 某种国际鉴定。这儿的 some 意思是某种，有很多专做鉴定的国际机构能够提供国际鉴定证书。我们继续听 Gomez 先生有什么疑问， Kate 女士怎么样回答。
You should investigate some international certification.
To prove we are reliable
and trustworthy.
高美先生用省略问句来问，国际鉴定是否就是为了证明他们可靠呢？而 Kate 女士没有直接回答他的问题，她只是补充说，也是为了证实他们值得信任。我们再听一遍，特别注意怎么样用不定式短语来表示目的。
You should investigate international certification.
To prove we are reliable?
高美先生还意识到自己该做什么。
We're going to have to beef up our customer support staff.
Customer support is expensive, but necessary.
高美先生说 ,beef up our customer support staff. 这里用了动词短语 beef up. B-E-E-F, beef. U-P, up. 意思是加强。所以高美先生是说他们要加强顾客服务工作人员。Kate 女士表示赞同，说顾客服务花费虽大，但却是必要的。Expensive but necessary. But necessary 常用来说明什么有必要、有道理。我们再听听为什么顾客服务是必要的。
Customer support is expensive but necessary.
Just one of the trade-offs in the internet marketplace.
高美先生说，顾客服务是因特网市场的 trade-off。trade-off 是指为了换取利益而必须做的事情或者付出的代价。这里的意思是，顾客服务是为了开辟因特网市场而必须付出的代价之一。接下来我们要再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边找寻这个问题的答案。
What kind of certification do they need?
Hang on. First, you have to consider cross-border regulations.
You mean make sure our policies are in line with global conventions?
You should investigate some international certification.
To prove we are reliable?
And trustworthy.
We're going to have to beef up our customer support staff.
Customer support is expensive, but necessary.
Just one of the trade-offs in the Internet marketplace.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
What kind of certification do they need?
International certification.
让我们再从头至尾听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，各位可以有机会复习一下学到的内容。
Let's talk about the rollout phase of your online shopping.
I figured we'd start local.
Good idea. Start with your existing clientele.
Even smaller. We'll limit access to holders of our store brand credit cards.
You could have a password accessible website.
And we'd only give the password to our valued customers.
They're the ones who have confidence in you already.
We'll offer discounts to pull them in.
To get the discount,They'll need to complete a survey.
Right. The survey will give us some feedback on the system.
Your ISP will also give you feedback on your visitors.
We'll have the webmaster analyze the hits.
You'll need to know who visited and how long they stayed.
And we'll need to know about any glitches.
Once you've worked out the bugs, you can link up to the outside world.
Then we're ready for prime time.
Hang on.First, you have to consider cross-border regulations.
You mean make sure our policies are in line with global conventions?
You should investigate some international certification.
To prove we are reliable?
And trustworthy.
We're going to have to beef up our customer support staff.
Customer support is expensive, but necessary.
Just one of the trade-offs in the Internet marketplace.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的话题是怎么样做推脱，或者表示自己拿不定主意。
I'm not sure I want to go.
You'll have a great time. You have to.
当你自己拿不定主意的时候，往往处于模棱两可的境地，有可能被说服，而且被说服的可能性比较大，只是需要旁人恳求一下罢了。再听一遍刚才的例子。
I'm not sure I want to go.
You'll have a great time. You have to come.
推脱之词常常以 I'm not sure 作为开端。
I'm not sure I want to go.
I'm not sure I want to do this.
I'm not sure I want to dance.
这种推脱的话也能以 I don't think 开始。
I don't think I'll like this.
I don't think I'll go.
I don't think I want to sing.
听了旁人推脱的话，你得怂恿他来参加。你的话当然得令人信服才能说服对方。比方说
You'll have a great time. You'll be glad you did. You'll really enjoy yourself. You'll be the life of the party. You'll be the star. You'll be great.
既然你用像 great 那样的词来描绘对方，你当然也可以用我们上次学到的表示恭维的言辞，并加上 you have to 来表示你的坚持。
I'm not sure I want to sing.
You're a great singer. You have to.
I don't think I want to dance.
You're a fantastic dancer. You have to. Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加下次会谈。到时候 Tate 咨询公司的顾问要帮助另一位顾客解决业务上的问题。我是伟伟。这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。